Hi guys, welcome to the Isadora Scarlett podcast. I hope you have been doing great. I know nimekaka bila kupost. I think it's been a couple of weeks. But you know what? I'd like to say this. I am trying to like kind of change this podcast kiasi. So the podcast is going through like a content renovation. Sijui kuiweka vingine, but yeah. And I hope I continue improving because I've improved significantly. And I can actually credit TikTok for that because it has really helped me see things better. So I'm mostly going to be doing commentary and a little bit of chit-chat here and there. Look at me trying to talk really quick as if I am DeFranco. Anaitangwaje? Philip DeFranco. If you're interested in watching more of my content, you can find me on TikTok. There is where I am busy surviving. Anyway, I'm just having fun over there. And yeah, actually there is where like more of the video version of some of the things that I will be commenting on will be. Like if you want it to make more sense. Of course, I do post on YouTube, but my problem with YouTube, the format I am shooting, which is like the vertical version, is only like good on TikTok. When it comes to YouTube, it like kind of reduces the quality of my videos. It's a whole thing. Anyway, so I recently finished uni and I've been at home just seated and trying to think of the kind of content I can actually put out to keep me busy because you know what, jobless youth. So as I have been trying to, put out content, I have been coming across a few haters here and there. And the only thing I can say about haters is some of you emotionally and mentally jack me off with your hateful comments because it's like, am I supposed to view you as an enemy when you're constantly displaying how weak you are? Like, ushayona mtu amekutusi and you're like, oh my gosh, you're giving me insight on how your brain works. Because there is this person who decided, you know what, let me insult Issa. Oh, you have big eyes. You have a big forehead. Blah, blah, blah. So what am I supposed to do with my East African features? My signature East African features, which make me actually hotter than you'll ever be. You're not going to mention one of my best features and insult them and think that that is what's going to work. My eyes. Is it vitu hata uziona in person? These are like the best eyes here. Eyeliner aside, these eyes, they're nice eyes. Well, don't use this photo. I want haters, haters, haters. But then I came across a photo. Let me show you guys this. Well, I'll have the photograph here. If you're interested in seeing the photo and you're listening to this on Spotify, you'll have to go on to my TikTok or YouTube. Mostly TikTok. Hapo ndio utapata a very good view. Sijui kupeana story continuously. I will give you 40 stories in 1 minute. Anyway, enough with the tangent. I was talking about my haters. So before this particular hater I was talking about came about, kuna mtu mwingine, I was having a car. Simple argument with. Let me just call it simple, Jew. This person, matusi zake sasa hata ndizo zenye zilikuwa zinatuma. I feel like, what? This guy tells me, oh, use your medulla oblongata. It seems like you have a big forehead, so there is no medulla oblongata. Kidogo, this person is going to tell me, oh, so sausage between your two legs. Because he's such an idiot. Eh? He's such a juvenile person. Obtuse insults. I don't know whether I've used that word well. Well, I wouldn't call the insults obtuse, but it's just pure weakness. Ew. It feels like I'm arguing with a person who's like underage. Like probably class 5, 4, 3, kama kuna kitu kama hiyo anymore. This one even insults my teeth. He says that ati sijui zimeanguka. Zimeanguka mpaka nashindwa. This guy is busy using historical buzzwords as insults and I'm supposed to like feel he's insulted me. I'm being cyber bullied. I'm being cyber bullied. At this point, I'm tickled. I'm telling you, this is why I'm saying emotional and mental jack off because you have a good grip on that shaft. You're making me tingle because of the happiness like I'm getting from like discovering this new obtuse creature. Anyway, for the longest time, I have been such a critique of people in this world. and saying that so many people are actually not interesting. If you sit with them, they'll just be like silent, like my brother, like anakuanga tu amenyamaza, and then he's usually like, atime like Isa, cause anaweza kukupea story 200 in 1 minute. And then me, I was there saying, you know what? It's because I'm interesting. I am what you need. Kumbe, the very trait that is being praised is actual madness. Like, it is mental illness. Kumbe, it's like me just displaying venye mimi nakuwa mwenda wazimu na sijui. Ah, and even nakuwa nimejifanya. I'm like, I'm very interesting, by the way. I think what's worse is when I am calm, many people around me think I'm not okay. Because they think being hyper, when I'm telling like 50 stories in 5 minutes, is like what's normal. If you see someone doing that, they are most likely not okay. And the moments you will see them when they are very, very down, you will translate to it being like, oh my gosh, it's like an isolated situation. But it's all like together, kabisa. By the way, if you didn't know, I do write like notes to avoid so many unnecessary tangents. Like, the outline is such a guide. And it's also like kind of training my brain to avoid like speaking too much, because sometimes it creates confusion. You don't get to say what you really needed to say very well. I mean, other people might feel like you are very entertaining to them, but mm-mm. Look at me just giving you guys some lessons on psychology. Yeah, this is Psychology 101. You can't say that you don't learn anything on this podcast. That would be a lie. Don't be an inaccuracy peddler, okay? We don't just rant here. We also learn, eh? So let's talk about a couple of things I came across on TikTok. So I came across a video.
When a bitch is on her period, unapaku grabba by the throat na mwambia bitch, minda kukula.
The confidence.
Na kukula as if there is no fucking tomorrow.
The sound effects. Mwah!
Piga yo mali ya dimdema na pata hiccups. Unapiga yo mali ya dimdema naanza kulia. The tears of joy. Naanza kulia the tears of joy. Mwah! Unapiga yo mali ya dim naanza kusok damu. Unaanza kusok yo damu.
Wewe. Sasa huyu, do you guys would call what? Alpha male.
Even unafaa kupiga yo mali si kufanya this nonsense. Chocolate, Netflix. Acha nimbaya chocolate.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
And by the way, based on his videos, I don't think our heartthrob here understands the concept of respect and consent.
And I see a hot bitch, a lovely mwah, bitch, I approach her and tell her, bitch, I like ya, I want ya, and I'm gonna have ya. And the end of the day, whether she says no or yes, her pussy will flood and she will be mine.
Ata useme no, it is quite irrelevant, because you know what? This is the guy that's gonna turn you into a tsunami. Alafu, it doesn't end there. He seems to have a perfect understanding on women's sexuality.
Females rarely cheat on a man who gives a good dick.
Our sexy Albert Einstein knows what Ajib Gadhoni needs. He seems to have insight on Josh Wanda's manhood.
I'd have forgiven her differently and probably stayed.
If being a man means that you have to disrespect women to make yourself feel better, something is wrong. Something is definitely wrong with you. There is no way you can say that you are a fulfilled human being and this is the shit you walk around, ukionesha watu. By the way, when it comes to the first clip that I showed you about him complaining about men who cater to their women who are on their periods, it got taken down by TikTok 4 times, manzi. 4 times, so that you see, like, he still doesn't get it. By the way, this individual made me analyze this dating scene vizuri. If you're interested in seeing the video, you can find it on my TikTok. That's where it's going to be super clear. I don't know about YouTube. It's going to be there, but it's not going to be that clear. So yeah, let's get into this, like, analysis of mine. When it comes to dating, I like a guy with a good sense of humor.
Okay, good. Here's the bread. Now, everybody listen up. Take this and eat it. It's supposed to be like my body.
Ew. What part?
I'm not going to say what part, but you're supposed to eat it while kneeling.
All right, now it's a party.
Now, those are not my only requirements. I am like the rest in the dating pool. I have a ton of requirements. Because that is what the dating pool is all about, eh? Everyone has requirements and nothing is free. Not even a date. It reminds me of this video on Family Guy.
I'm going to go ahead and thank you for donating blood today.
Donating? I thought we were getting paid.
I love how it doesn't end there. When you say no, someone will persist and they will use gifts or other luring instruments just to get your attention. Because you know what? Serenade her until she says yes. Because you know what? That is how consent works. Get her drunk, my friend. She will be loose. You know, just sprinkle something in her drink.
No means no, Bill Cadby.
Mwanamke ni kubembelezwa, mindo na waambia. Mindo na waambia. If you don't do this, I don't know.
Na mutumie tu hapa headache. Ni nini mnajisumbuanga sana kwa watu?
And if it's a man, we will use the phrase hakuna mkate ngumu. My God, like, the dating pool currently is mainly insults and demands.
Huwezi kuwa na haga na nikuwe nayo.
Mi ningeku kiss, but ndaku diss. Zumenona.
Really, nigga?
Zi. Madem wanono unuka haga by jioni.
Because you know, being cynical is such a trend. And most people actually think being cynical is a display of intelligence. But it's quite the contrary. You're just a negative person. You're bad vibes. The dating pool is also a place where people display their dismissive tendencies like it is a badge of honor just because you cannot meet your partner's needs. By the way, despite being dismissive, these people will actually need you to meet their demands. Eh? Hakuna venye inawak. Na kama unasikia ni kama this is too bad for you, like you're being harassed. The door. Back to the streets.
Umesema ati utarudi kwa barabara. Si urudi. Kwani barabara kuna pahali zimeenda.
And in the same dating pool, you will still get criticized for choosing not to be an emotional capital. Because you know what? That is not your job. Like, your job is not to change people. Eh? Even the most cynical person in Kenya, aliwaambia.
Bro, don't try to change anybody. If your friend is lambistic and you wake up in that lambistry one day, get yourself out of trouble first. Then from outside, you can see who else needs help. Not to go try and get people there and some people are comfortable in that darkness. Why would you try and pull them out of it?
The dating scene is so exhausting, guys. Let me tell you. Why? Was it 2021? A guy invited me out for like a coffee date. It was supposed to occur up over 5 p.m. I go to his workplace. By the way, this is something I learned the hard way. I go to his workplace because he works in a car dealership. And I find him, he's there just standing. Kuna watu wenye anashughulikia the customers, blah, blah, blah. So this guy. Man. Anyway, I'm resisting throwing the middle finger hapa hivi katikati ya hii video. Wah. Anyway, this guy asks me out. I go there, I get there. So I had to stand for 1 hour, 30 minutes. That is from 5 to 6:30. Hapo hivyo kando at his workplace. Because you know what? He's continuing to work. This is where I learned the hard way that if a guy asks you out and then he's telling you to meet him at his workplace, it is most likely not a very good idea. It's not a good idea. He's about to waste your time. But I never knew. I was young then. So as I stood there for 1 hour, 30 minutes, I was able to even analyze him. Now, since I'm becoming very irritated because I'm standing, first of all, I hate standing. So do you what happens with my legs? Zinanza tu kuuma a bit too fast. Yani, I'd rather walk than stand. Anyway, so as I am standing, I look at him. I analyze his pants. Naona kiraka. Naona kiraka. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. So you're working and your pants have a kiraka. Maybe, I don't know. So your pants ziraruke hapa katikati. And all you could do is get a kiraka. instead of actually getting a new pair of pants. I know some people work differently, but no, this was a sign of something.
Don't get me wrong. I know patchwork looks really good. It's actually very stylish. But Kiraka? Because this was not supposed to be a design, like,
I'm hating on him because he wasted my time. Such a puny. Ah! Let me give you guys a little bit of a background on how I met this puny man. Because, yeah, he's lambistic. Kila kitu. You know, when we met, tuli meeting up with kando ya kazini kwake. That is, at, like, just next to his workplace. And throughout when we were talking, because everything just took place in 4 days. It just took 4 days for everything to fall apart. So every time he would call me, he'd be like, hi, my queen. Hi, my darling. But mostly it was my queen. And I was like, huh? It threw me off. And it's not because I am an unlovable person. Like if you use a pet word on me. Oh, wait. Yeah, I cringe a lot when someone uses a pet word on me. Like we met 3 days ago and you're calling me my queen. That is a red flag. You are using flashy words to like blind me. Don't you see what kind of a person you are? And I don't know why. I never felt like meeting up with him on this coffee date. But I decided, you know what? I'm going to go. And throughout this time, like I was polite. I was never rude even at one point. Hiya. So he made me wait for 1 hour, 30 minutes at his workplace as I stood and nothing happened. And he asked me, oh, unenda wapi after this? Every single time. And he expected that I'd change my answer. But here's the thing. Nikikwambia X, Y, and Z at this minute, and you ask the same question, I will say X, Y, and Z again. I'm not going to rephrase it. I'm just going to say the same thing. And then I left him after that whole encounter. So the next day, he calls me. This man has audacity. I wish to embody the audacity men have. Because it can take you far. Eh? As a woman, we know how to be delusional enough to manifest shit. I think the next trait we need to like embrace is the audacity. The audacity. So he calls me and he's like, I remember I was at the mall. And then he's like, can we meet today on a date? I am free. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not available. No. He's like, what about the day after tomorrow? I'm like, no. 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 Even from that day, he has never texted me or called me because he realized that, which anyone be something, girls, or even men, if you ask someone on a date and they waste your time, you're not supposed to give them a second chance. Because most likely, it will be a sign that you are a walkover. It will be a sign that you have the bandwidth for bullshit. Which I don't. And I made it very clear by not engaging with him anymore. And I think this same guy approached me last year when I was at the club and I was with my friend. This guy calls me aside and he's like, oh, hi. So I like you. I like how you look. So could you take my business card number? I'll tell you why this business card number like made me like flag him vizuri. So he tells me, oh, take my business card number. I'm like, kweli, you can't take my phone number. He's like, oh, I don't have my phone here. Da, 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 da. I'm like, okay. I don't know whether I was supposed to be impressed that he has a business card number. So that means that it's a job he has. Ugh. Anyway, this is where it gets interesting. This guy comes over to our table. And then he's starting to tell me this. At the OC, we go to this club. Me and my friends, we are going to this club. Nini, nini. I'm like, no. Misi mbuzi, misi wezi fuatana na wewe. Of course, I didn't say that. Because I'm always trying to be polite. But in my head, I'm usually telling myself that. Like, kweli mini mbuzi ni kufuate fuate. But then before he left, I saw him with his phone. And I'm like, let me confront him. Mbono kona simu na uliniambe hauna simu. You should take my number. This is mi kazi yangu si kuangalia pa hivi business card number.
Let me tell you guys, when this guy asked me out on a coffee date, the first time, this guy asked me to kiwa pa hivyo tumesimama, which was supposed to be a date, he asked me to ask my dad to buy me a car. My God. My dating life is a freaking scam. Let me tell you guys, this man is an opportunist. Watch a story and elende umjue vizuri.
And then after taking my phone number, he leaves. Then now from there, ndio anaanza kunipigia pigia sana. We talk. And then he starts asking me, so what kind of a guy are you looking for? I tell him, I am not looking for someone who lies. I hate that shit because most people are not even good liars. And I tell him also because nilikuwa kuna kitu nilikuwa nataka kuangalia. I told him this. I also like men who gift me because I like gifts. Do you know what this guy told me? This is what I'm telling you, ladies. We need to acquire audacity. Sijui whether we will pour libation to our ancestors, burn incense, find a goat to tachanga ndio tuchome yo kitu. Maybe they will give us this thing of having audacity. Because man, he tells me this. Kwanza he interjects, guys. I also like gifts. Kuna dem alininunulianga necklace. This man called what he wears on his like nini a necklace. Not even a freaking chain. Next thing this guy would have told me is he wears bangles or something. Ugh! He also tells me this. So I hear you women have requirements on like physical features. And most of you like tall, dark, and handsome. So, what are you looking for? Because I'm assuming Mimi, I'm only dark. What? You. Are you trying to fish for a compliment? Because I just went silent and I was like, yeah, I'm looking for tall, dark, and handsome. I'm not going to compliment you and tell you, oh my gosh, you're cute. Nilimwambianga hivi. I don't even remember what you look like, by the way. I don't, like, sincerely, I don't remember what you look like. I only remember your height and the skin tone.
Now, by the way, this guy did ask me out on a date. And I remember I kept declining, but it kept persisting. And I remember nilimwambianga eventually, okay, yes, I'll go out on a date with you, but it's going to be in the morning. It's just going to be a coffee date, a simple one. I was going to go and it was going to be close to where my friend lives in case something happens. And you know, this guy kept telling me what before I agreed to going out on a coffee date with him. He tells me this. Mbono nakataa kuenda out na mimi. Kweli, do you think I have a butchery naweza kukatakata? What? Is that supposed to like be a threat? Ama nini? Like, am I supposed to be comfortable with you after you've said that? Ah, he was such a weirdo. Like, man. By the way, that statement really creeped me out. And I took it as a threat. Eh? And at a sequel niende naye on a date, I wasn't going to appear. So the day when the date was supposed to happen, I called in the morning at 8. And I told him I'm not going to make it. But now, you know, guys, kitu iko hivi. When I called him, do you know kwa background what I had? A bunch of kids playing. So yeah, nilimpata the way I wanted to. He had his kids in the background playing, but he's out here acting like he can raise women. Eh? And he's married. Oh, such an idiot. Such an idiot. Like, he hung up on me and then called again and asked me, why have you said that you're not going to go out on a date? Yet I had already explained myself. And then I told him, say, I've told you that I was not feeling well. So I've told you I'm not feeling well. What is, kwali uniski? Because at this point, I started becoming rude. And then he's like, oh, okay. I just wanted to know. But no, this man wanted to confirm whether I had the kids in the background, because the second time when he called me, I didn't hear the kids in the background. So alikuwa ameshaji seti poa, lakini I had already gotten him. Like,
not me shaming him for shaming himself, as if I've never done that to myself. And if I am reforming a lot, like, hey, kwanza I've been looking at my photos. I was too hard on myself. Kwanza, there is this photo I came across. This one, Kwanza, I look so cute. Man. And I remember for a minute when I took this picture, I loved it. And then the more I looked at it, I started to hate it and say that, oh my gosh, kweli na kangaje. Ew. Imagine. And this is such a cute photo. I'm trying to look for a photo of me having a shaved head. Yun lazima tatafuta, because that one is... Yeah! I have to put it because my birthday is like on 11th May. I have to show people like the progress because I now glow. So anyone who calls me ugly, like the guy who told me at Sijui, it's always the twos who think that they are a 10. The two stands for the inches on your phallus. Leave me alone. Ah, same. It's the same Oblongata guy, by the way, guys. So you can imagine I looked like this in high school, and now this is what I look like. Okay, let me find that photo of me having a shaved head in primary school. Wow, that was such a bad choice. In 2021, I started feeling like I need to shave my head. In 2022, I started feeling like I also need to shave my head. And it's usually around the same time, every single year. And I thank God that I have not given in to that feeling, because boy, oh boy. When you have a shaved head, you might look a little bit decent. But when you have hair that's like really short, that awkward length, it's usually so disappointing, man. It's disappointing. I've even tried to go natural on my hair. You see, guys, I don't know how to do a middle part. I have tried doing going natural. No. People just yank my hair. Eh? They're combing it like it's a freaking short afro. Yeah, this is long hair that has boundaries of like the natural and the straightened. Well, they're relaxed, which is not how you deal with it. Me no na mtu amenichana chunks of hair zimetoka. Oh, and then I have brittle hair. Again, Kem has really weakened my hair. Hey, I shed like a freaking cocker spaniel, you guys. Like, I. That's why I hate when people like even touch my head. Anyway, we've come to the end of today's episode, and I thank everyone who has listened to this point, this particular episode. God bless you. what else am I supposed to say? Yeah, if you're interested in seeing more of me, go to TikTok. But, hey, I'm there on TikTok, kabisa. I post a lot. And before I go, you guys should definitely check out my commentary on this local show called Single Kias. It's a very nice show. Yeah, I did give my 1 or 2 cents. I've also talked about Nairobi Housewives versus Nairobi Diaries. Should definitely go check that out. I've also talked about the madness that is on social media. Because that one was a hit. Well, it went semi-viral. Last time I checked, it has like 15 point something K views. And the Nairobi Diaries versus Nairobi Housewives video has, how many views? Well, maybe 12K views. Nimeweza, msee, nimeweza. Uwezi niambia shit, atoki niambia ti my forehead is big, nini nini, na ikitu mengara kuliko your side bitch. We. Anyway, this girl has me bothered, kiasi. He has me bothered. Well, or maybe I'm just enjoying, like, insulting him. Have a nice day.